What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with former prosecutor Lori Gilbertson and with Tribeca Blue Consulting about Brian Koberger's plea last week. I want to get some insight from a former prosecutor. You've been in courtrooms far more than most of us. Is this common? Is this a normal thing to not give a verbal plea? Is there a strategy involved here that could benefit him down the road? What is your take on this, Lori?
Yeah, I've looked at this a lot, and you know, this seems to be something that is certainly fairly common in Idaho, where a criminal defendant at their arraignment does not have to enter a plea. And if they do not enter a plea, then the judge will enter a not guilty plea for them. And what it appears to be is a few different things. And it does not seem to be so out of the ordinary in a case like this, where now the clock has started as to whether or not the prosecution will seek the death penalty. They have 60 days from the time of arraignment. So that clock has started. So, you know, him standing silent is basically saying a few things. First, I think that his attorneys also may not have had the, you know, evidence that they needed to really enter a not guilty plea, because obviously they're not entering a guilty plea right now. Mm-hmm. So it certainly could be that. I know they have said they're waiting on some discovery. They're waiting to interview some other witnesses. So they may not have wanted him to even enter the not guilty plea. The second is that from my look at everything under Idaho law, that this possibly enables him to certainly negotiate from maybe a different standpoint should the prosecution decide to seek the death penalty here. So the defense is kind of leaving their options open by doing that. Even, I think, had he entered a not guilty plea, he still had the option to negotiate. So, you know, honestly, I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference there. Mm-hmm. And lastly, it could just be Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
You know, from everything I think we've seen, I think from everything you've talked about quite a bit on your show, he's not going to be an easy client. Mm-hmm. And this just may be a defendant who did not want to say not guilty, did not want to enter a plea, did not want to speak in court. And because he didn't want to do so, that's how his attorney proceeded. So, you know, without the attorney speaking out about it, or, you know, certainly we're not going to hear necessarily from Brian Koberger about it. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the three things that go into, you know, why this would have been the choice at the arraignment. And ultimately, I think you end up with the same result. The prosecution will decide whether there are aggravating factors and they're going to seek the death penalty. The defense will then decide whether, you know, there is something to talk about in terms of a plea. The prosecution will decide whether they even want to offer anything. Mm-hmm. And then they'll move forward. And actually him saying not guilty or having the judge say that for him while he stood silent seemed kind of more like courtroom drama to me than anything else.
Really doesn't change a whole lot if he had said it aloud or not. It's on the record as not guilty, because mm-hmm. essentially it defaults to that. If you don't enter an actual plea, the thing that stood out to me immediately was that on the death penalty, that they have 60 days now to decide whether or not they're going to seek the death penalty and making some negotiating room. Does it make negotiating room? Does it truly make anything extra? Does it make it a little bit more? We'll see. He never actually said not guilty. Maybe it is going to be a playing card of maybe taking the death penalty off the table if he were to admit to the guilt. BTK did the exact same thing. And there's been a lot of analogies about BTK and him. We can talk about that in a moment. But does it truly create more playing room for him to negotiate?
Doesn't seem like he's in a very strong negotiating position from where I sit looking at it. And certainly whether he says not guilty or not at the arraignment, I don't think makes a whole lot of difference. Ultimately, the only negotiating power, it seems to me, that he has is to offer to plead guilty, to therefore end all of this for the victims' families, to take the pressure off the prosecution of proving their case against him and going through all of that and putting the victims' families through all of that, and basically just having things resolved at a much quicker pace than it would be at a trial. Even though they've set this trial date for October, I do not see that at all happening then. But that's his negotiating power, is really just the power of his plea.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Lori Gilbertson with Tribeca Blue Consulting, former prosecutor. As always, thank you for your insight. Hey, if you like the podcast and you'd like to get ad-free versions of it, you can just binge away. No ads, just next. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Becoming a premium subscriber there, you'll not only get ad-free access to this podcast, but our entire family of podcasts within the True Crime Today family. There's a whole bunch of them for you to check out right there when you sign up through Apple Podcasts. So do that. Even try it for 3 days free right now. We appreciate that support. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.